The emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we on, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or...
Can you not hear me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
Craig has to call.
It's kind of tough, because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
My favorite part of that, another day of golf at Craig Ranch for Rick Arnett. All right, this is the emergency break of the week brought to you by Just Breaks. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Please vote wisely and appropriately. We start off with some really tense audio. The question is, just how upset was Norm? He denies being upset. Jer witnessed it. I believe Mike Soroy may have witnessed this. On the air, hearing this, it sounded like he was really ticked at Dan. Because Dan came back from vacation firing at Norm, some Tom Hicks opinion he had. And as Norm was trying to defend himself, Dan would not let him because he just kept on coming up with another factoid that somehow would shoot down Norm. And then finally he gives him a chance to answer. And jokingly, Dan starts to talk over him again, just like, you know, just doing a bit. Well, Norm didn't think it was funny and walked out of the studio. Another person walking out on Dan. First Dale Hansen, now Norm. Yeah. All right, so let's give this tense moment a listen.
Why does everybody make this big deal about bankruptcy? Let me put out a press release, and in the press release it said, Tom Hicks should be thanked for his involvement in this whole process, because without him, this couldn't be done. Wow.
First of all, there
couldn't be bankruptcy? I mean, yeah, this happens to major league teams all the time. They're always declaring bankruptcy.
You are yelling.
For you to say he didn't have an intent to deceive, he absolutely did. Because all this time, he's just trying to look like the good guy in all of these things.
Norm, your thoughts.
His soccer team,
yeah,
let's talk about the Stars. I mean, this guy has... when has he not intended to deceive,
right,
is what
give,
I'd like
give
to know.
Give Norm a chance to rebut.
These things are not produced by...
Okay, sorry.
See you guys.
I'm just kidding.
He was kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa! CK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
I think Norm was bitter.
I think he was, too, because he tried to talk at one point and said, sorry.
Forget it. Yeah, that was tense. That was Norm just throwing up his hands and saying, and then Dan called back to apologize, and I think they worked it all out, and they enjoyed a night in the wedge together. Was it okay at the wedge that night?
Yeah,
Norm says it was,
again,
but you just
yeah.
never know with Norm.
Are we walking out? Well, shut up!
I wish Dan had said that again, this time to Norm.
Norm did have a grin on his face, I'll say that, when that was going on. So
when he walked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I've seen him grin with Gordo,
right,
too, and he's really been ticked.
It could have been the smile through the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Forget it. All right, so there's a Dan-Norm battle there. This was tense. Tiger taking questions about his personal life from Irish reporters, and the very tense thank you to end the question.
So who's the e-break here? Is it Tiger or is it the reporters for asking?
I think it's Tiger, because he could have made this a lot better than it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
He made it tense by the short one or two word answer, and then the thank you.
What will your build up be to St Andrews?
Practicing.
Where?
Home.
Why not try and play some links golf beforehand?
I need to get home.
Personal stuff.
See my kids.
With the recent behaviour and the problems you've had, is a time like this sometime you risk losing families, or you risk losing, let's say, the sponsorship that accompanies it is. Do you ever reflect and think, was it worth it?
I think you're looking too deep into this.
So, I mean, it's not something that you'd...
Thank you.
Oh.
Sounds kind of like Goose there.
Thank you.
All right, a couple of things. Do you think that the reporter using the term behavior upset Tiger, did that get his blood boiling? Because it made it sound like a parent talking to a kid about his behavior.
Yeah.
That's probably a poor choice of words. And then he sounded so nervous.
Yeah, and especially at the beginning, just the one, when you're involved in the one-word response, then you usually will have a panic question. And it turned out to be a pretty good question, actually, but, oh, man, that was tense.
And when he was probing as to where Tiger was going to practice, and Tiger said, I got to go home. And what did the reporter say?
Personal
stuff.
It sounded like a Monty Python bit at that point.
Personal. All right, so there's Tiger up for an e-break. And this brings us to last night at Guy's Night Out at Texas Land and Cattle, a sports conversation involving one of our roundtables that had Dan McDowell on it. And the pitcher in question is Cliff Lee, who the Rangers, I guess, were rumored to be pursuing. Now we hear the Yankees are in on Cliff Lee this morning. Cliff Lee is his name.
All right, so I heard you chime in with some comedic elements during the end of that Ranger segment, but do you feel that Sean Bass what? And Ranger fans are jumping the gun by saying, we should acquire Cliff Lee?
Whoa! Good God!
Pardon me? I've had too many. It's girls' night out.
Who does he pitch for?
Yeah.
Should we slow down on acquiring Cliff Lee to get us through the first round?
I thought Donovan had a good question. Who does he pitch for?
I get it.
It's girls' night out.
I think I saw that picture once, but it was in a porn.
Oh, my gosh. Well, those are your three candidates. Dan versus Norm, from Tiger, or Dan's faux pas last night at Guy's Night Out.
How'd that picture look, by the way, Craig?
Fine.
214-787.
What are you getting at?
Let's vote nicely. And
let's go to phones.
Was he in a boat?
Let's do a good job. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, good morning, Kurt, boys. I'd like to vote appropriately, please.
Okay.
I'd like to vote for Junior Spank Miller's fiery red testicles.
Well, you were very nice and proper.
Just not formal. A candidate.
Right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I got a serious vote here.
Okay.
George is nuts.
What's wrong with people?
Well, there's a theme going here today.
He sounded serious about it.
Got a tie. So.
Higher on the ticket. Who wins?
Boy, Musers, I'd like to vote for the deportation of Red Ranger's Millwater Bride. Thank you very much.
Higher on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Used to be America's favorite radio station.
I'm a P1, and firing Buddy Bunch was your idea.
Why does he still get mentioned?
I don't know.
He's been doing that for 16 years.
God.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Dan versus Norman, and Dan's got to go.
Hey, don't say that about Dan.
No.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to cast my vote, please.
Okay.
Porn Cliff.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, Musers. I'd like to vote for Tiger Woods' very long drive.
Is that a fake Tiger there?
Mm-hmm. Very fake.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Jimmy Christopher's choking diarrhea and Tiger Woods.
All right, we'll register that Tiger
Jimmy
Woods
ever
vote.
Had that. Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
I don't know if they were combined necessarily.
Choking and
diarrhea. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Got them both.
Hey, can I get a vote?
Yeah.
Can I vote for Balls McDowell?
Balls. That's not an appropriate nickname, but we'll register it for Dan. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to place my vote.
Okay.
For Norm Hitzkiss, please.
Okay, that is a great vote. Dan and Norm battle there.
Courage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to make an honorable, honest vote.
Okay.
Downing it.
Setting us up right here.
I'd like to vote for Dick Hitz. Red Nuts.
Are they? Same guy. There's a guy out there that's infatuated with our testicles for some reason.
And them being red.
Yeah.
How does he keep getting through?
By the way, they're not red. Just for the record.
They're plaid.
Mine aren't either anymore. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to know if Dan is down with the down.
Is he what?
Down with the down.
Oh.
You heard that whole bit this week? The Hardline found that guy whose whole bit is being down with the down.
What's his name? Peace? Or something Reese? What's his name?
I don't know, but last night at Girls Night Out, Donovan declared that he was down with the down before the down was down.
I'm insane now.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, on behalf of the unticket, I would like to vote for...
What's wrong with you?
All right, he's okay, so we can kind of laugh about
still
it now.
Poor taste, though.
Still, right. It was all a very scary moment. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm and Dan and fire Dan, please, immediately.
Stop
why is everybody
that?
Calling
get
for
over
firing?
It. It's not going to happen.
He's got two votes to be fired today.
We're a team, and we're all going to be here for a while, God willing, so get That's over right. it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to place my vote.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not even going to let him.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
That line.
Oh. Hello? Hi, you're on the
top.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah. This is the fallen fireman. Wanted to vote for the man in the little boat.
Is anybody Stop close?
Yeah. Dan and Norm are close. I think we ought to just give it to him.
Yeah, because we're having phone issues.
And we had so many wasted
bad
votes. Let's enjoy the tenseness between Dan and Norm.
Why does everybody make this big deal about bankruptcy? Let me put out a press release, and in the press release it said, Tom Hicks should be thanked for his involvement in this whole process, because without him, this couldn't be done. Wow. Without you, there couldn't be bankruptcy? I mean... Yeah, this happens to major league teams all the time. They're always declaring bankruptcy.
Oh, you are yelling.
First of all, for you to say he didn't have an intent to deceive, he absolutely did. Because all this time, he's just trying to look like the good guy in all of these things.
Norm, your
with
thoughts.
His soccer team,
yeah, let's talk
with
old
the stars.
Texas Star Times.
I mean, this guy has... when has he not intended to deceive
right.
is what
give,
I'd like
give
to know.
Give Norm a chance to rebut.
These things are not produced by...
Okay, sorry.
See you guys.
I'm just kidding.
He was kidding.
I'm just kidding.